The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 18, text number 65. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on September 28th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So, today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 18, text number 65.
Taigi, šį vakarą skaitome iš Bhagavad Gita's 18 skyrių 65 tekstą.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om namo
Manmana Mavamad Bhakto.
Manmana Mavamad Bhakto.
Majaji Mang Namaskuru.
Majaji Mang Namaskuru.
Mam me Vaishi Yashi Sat Yang Te.
Mam me Vaishi Yashi Sat Yang Te.
Patijane Priyosime. Translation and purport, by the Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Purport. The most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. One should not become an official meditator. Life should be so molded that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. One should always act in such a way that all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna. He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours he cannot but think of Krishna. And the Lord's promise is that anyone who is in such pure Krishna consciousness will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will be engaged in the association of Krishna face to face. This most confidential part of knowledge is spoken to Arjuna because he is the dear friend of Krishna. Everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face, and peacock feathers in his hair. There are descriptions of Krishna found in the Brahma Samhita and other literatures. One should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead, Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to the other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multi forms, such as Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind in the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration of the mind on the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge. And this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna's. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Saha Agana Raguna Tandrita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha. So, Krishna has very kindly given here in this verse, in a very tiny nutshell, what is Krishna consciousness?
Taigi Krishna labai maloningam šitam posme atskleidžia labai tokiam mažu apibrėžimu, kas tai yra Krishna sąmonė.
So if you want to know what is Krishna consciousness in a very concise and simple way.
Todėl jeigu norit žinoti, kas yra Krishna sąmonė, labai paprastai apibūdinta.
You simply study this verse.
Paprasčiausiai pastudijuokit šitą posmę.
And then after studying this verse.
Ir jį pastudijavę.
You try to apply it in your life. From the moment you wake up in the morning till the moment you go to sleep at night. If you will try to follow these instructions with sincerity, then you will be on the pathway of Arjuna. And you will meet Krishna. You will become an associate of Krishna, just as Arjuna is an associate of Krishna. This is the ultimate success formula. All we have to do is follow this instruction. Always think of Krishna. What does always mean? Does it mean every few minutes? Once an hour? Twice a day?
It
means that every second think of Krishna. So just think right now how many times we forget about Krishna during the day. We have to stop forgetting Krishna. We have to always remember Krishna. Because the time of death, you have to remember Krishna. When will death come? That we do not know.
It can
come at any second. So are you thinking of Krishna? We have to be thinking of Krishna. We never know, death can come out of the blue and surprise us. So if we're always thinking of Krishna, then we are prepared for death. For a devotee, death is not fearful. For a devotee, death means getting on the airplane and going back to Krishna. It's like someone is saving up to go to Vrindavan. Collecting their airfare. They've got their visa. They've got their ticket. And now they're excited. They're going to be flying to Vrindavan very soon. So a devotee, death is not fearful. Death means it's time to fly to Vrindavan now. So, how do you buy the ticket? By thinking of Krishna, you're in the process of collecting for the ticket, you see. The more you think of Krishna, the closer you're getting to having the ticket. And when you're able to think of Krishna 24 hours a day, without any deviation, then you have the ticket in your hand. And the visa too. Everything is there. Simply you have to think of Krishna 24 hours. Now someone may say, but I have a hard time thinking about Krishna. It's easy for me to think about my sense enjoyment. But it's so hard to think about Krishna all the time. Why is that? Why do we have such a hard time thinking of Krishna? Well, you know the reason why. We're still thinking we're these bodies. We're thinking I am male or I am female. I am Lithuanian. I am American. You see, so many false things. We are caught up in these illusions of bodily consciousness. That's why we have to hear the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita repeatedly. And the Srimad Bhagavatam. To remind us we are not the body. Dehi no spin yata dehe kumarang jovanam jara tata dehantara praptir diras tatranam huyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body, from boyhood to youth to old age, and the spirit soul passes to another body at the time of death. You see, the sober-minded, they are not bewildered by such a change.
Kaip įkūnytoji siela, būdama dar šiame kūne, visą laiką keliauja iš vaikystės į jaunystę ir senatvę, taip ir po mirties į pereina į naują kūną. Tokie kitimai, sveikai protaujančio žmogaus, neklaidina.
So this bhakti gyan is very important.
Todėl šita bhakti gyan yra labai svarbi.
It helps us to realize we're not the body.
Jis padeda mums suvokti, kad nesam kūnai.
And when we realize we're not the body, then we understand that our happiness is not based on sense gratification. We then understand my happiness is based on a loving relationship with God. Krishna, our God, is the very source of our existence. We do not exist independently of Him. Therefore, unless we have a loving reciprocation with Him, we never feel satisfied. It does not matter how successful we may be in gratifying our senses in this world. If we don't have a loving relationship, a dynamic, constant reciprocation of love with Krishna, we will feel incomplete and unsatisfied. Therefore, this bhakti yoga system is saving our lives. It's bringing us back from the land of the dead into the land of the living by always thinking of Krishna. And what's the second item? Become my devotee. In other words, some people think of Krishna all the time, not to become his devotee. What do they want to do? They want to kill him. That Kamsa. He was always thinking of Krishna. But he wanted to kill Krishna. Of course, you know the result of his meditating on killing Krishna. Krishna reciprocated with his meditation.
Krishna atsakė jam į jo meditaciją.
By dragging him down from the arena, the chairs in the arena bound onto the center of the arena.
Nutrenkdamas jį nuo jo sosto arenoje į patį centrą aikštę.
By sitting on his chest and pounding till he was dead.
Atsėsdamas ant jo krūtinės ir daužydamas jį, kol jis numirė.
That was his reward, you see.
Tai toks buvo atlygis jo.
For thinking of Krishna in an inimical way, he got killed by Krishna.
Už jo galvojimą apie Krishna negatyviai, Krishna už tai jį nužudė.
So that is also beneficial.
Bet tai irgi suteikia naudą.
If you want to hate Krishna.
Jeigu norite nekęsti, tai nekęskit Krishna.
And if you hate him strongly enough, he'll personally kill you.
Jeigu pakankamai jūs jo nekęsit, jis asmeniškai jūs nužudys.
Like Kamsa.
Kaip ir Kamsa.
But if you're not able to muster up as much hate as Kamsa.
Bet jeigu nesugebate, neturite tiek neapykantos kaip Kamsa.
It's pretty intense hate.
Tai yra iš tikrųjų labai didelė neapykanta.
It's much easier to develop love for Krishna.
Daug lengviau yra įsijaukti.
It really is. It's easier to love him than it is to hate him.
Daug lengviau yra mylėti jį negu nekęsti.
Why is that?
Kodėl taip?
You know why it's easier to love him than it is to hate him?
Žinau, dėl ko yra daug lengviau mylėti jį negu nekęsti.
Because he's so beautiful.
Nes jis toks gražus.
He's so powerful.
Toks galingas.
He's so renowned.
Toks išsižadėjęs.
He's so wealthy.
Toks turtingas.
He's so famous.
Toks įžymus.
He's so knowledgeable.
Toks išmintingas.
He has all these wonderful attractive qualities. I mean, who would not love Krishna if they heard about him?
Turi visas šitas nuostabias savybės ir kas nepamiltų Krishnos išgirdęs apie jį.
That Princess Rukmini, she had never met him.
Princesė Rukmini niekad jo nebuvo sutikus.
She had never seen Krishna.
Niekad nematė jo.
But she had simply heard about him.
Bet paprasčiausiai girdėjo apie jį.
And she wrote a love letter through a Brahmin messenger.
Ir parašė meilės laišką jam per Brahmaną.
That come and kidnap me.
Kad ateik ir pagrok mane.
Just by hearing about him.
Paprasčiausiai klausydama apie jį.
Just imagine what a lovable person is Krishna, you see. This girl fell so much in love with him just by hearing about him. She said, come and kidnap me right now. I mean, what boy in this world is that attractive? That some girl would hear about him and without ever having seen him or met him and just say, please come and kidnap me right now.
Kažkokie merginai išgirtusi apie jį, net nemačius jo, paprašytų jo, kad jis ją pagrobtų.
There's no boy in this world that's attractive like that.
Šitam pasaulyje nėra tokio vyriškio patrauklaus.
So Krishna has amazing qualities of lovability.
Ir Krishna turi tas nuostabias meilės savybės.
So it's much easier just to be a devotee instead of trying to be a kamsavadi.
Todėl yra daug lengviau būti atsidavusi negu kamsavadi.
You know. So, become my devotee. Then instead of trying to become a demon, we'll be trying to become devotees. So how do you become a devotee? That is also described. You bow down to Krishna. You offer your food to Krishna. Whatever you do it for Krishna. Yat karoshi yat asnasi yat jahosi dadasi yat tapashashi konteya tat kadushva madarpanam. You see? Whatever you do, 927. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me.
O Kunti sūnau, kad ir ką darytum, valgytum, aukotum ar atiduotum, kokias askezes tu atliktum, daryk tai kaip auka man.
What's another reason it's so easy to become a devotee?
Kokia dar priežastis, kodėl taip lengva tapti atsidavusiu?
Another reason is this.
Kita priežastis tokia.
You're already a devotee.
Kad jūs jau esat atsidavę.
Jivara Sarupai Krishna and Shadat. You're already a devotee. It's like a fish, it gets washed up on the ocean beach, you see. He's flapping in agony. You can do everything you possible to pacify that little creature. But the only one thing will make him happy. Throw him back in the water. And then he'll be happy. All you got to do is toss that little guy back in the water. See? And
he'll be happy.
Because he is a creature of the water. Therefore, if you throw him back in the water, he'll be happy. So, what is the water for us? Devotional service. That is the water. And we are the fish. And who is the spiritual master? He is that person who walks along the beach. He picks us up and throws us back in the water. You see, that is the guru. Why are you suffering here on the land? I pick you up and I throw you back in the water. That is guru, you see. But when the guru picks us up, what do? We try to wiggle our way out of his hand. You see, instead of surrendering and letting him throw us back in the ocean, we foolishly try to wriggle our way out of his hand. And what? And if we wriggle our way out of his hand, where do we end up? Back on the beach. Dying. You see. So when the spiritual master comes to pick you up, don't try to wriggle out of his hand. Let him grab a firm grip on you and throw you back in the ocean. What do we call that? Surrender. Don't fight the spiritual master. Surrender to his mercy. He's come to save you. I mean, why suffer on the beach? You can be happy, you can be in total bliss swimming around that unlimited ocean of nectar. All you have to do is say, yes, Gurudev, I'm ready. Throw me in the water. That is Krishna consciousness. That is why it's not difficult to become a devotee. We simply take advantage of the mercy of the spiritual master. Any bona fide guru in the disciplic succession. But he has to be in the disciplic succession. If he's not, he's bogus. It's like I went to one of those bogus gurus, you see. Way back in 1968, I went to one of those bogus gurus. I had to pay money to get initiated. There was an initiation fee. And I was given the mantra, and I was told you can never say it out loud. You have to always keep it secret. I just broke my initiation vow by telling you the mantra. I was given aing, and it didn't work. It didn't elevate me beyond the material nature. Why is that? Sampradaya vahina ye mantraste nishpala mata. If you receive that mantra, not through the bona fide disciplic succession, nishpal, no fruit, no result. Even if the mantra itself is bona fide, if it is not given through an authorized disciplic succession, it has no power. Just like this nice light bulb here over my head. You see. It's a very nice light bulb. But if it's not connected with a powerhouse, it has no illuminating power. So the spiritual master, he is the bona fide connection with the powerhouse, who is Krishna.
Todėl dvasinis mokytas tai yra būtent tas, kas sujungia tą elektrinę Krishna.
So in this way, if we get that connection with the bona fide spiritual master,
ir todėl, jeigu mes galim gaut tą ryšį per dvasinį mokytą,
and we don't try to wriggle our way out of his hands,
ir nesistengiam išsikrapštyti iš jo,
then he will connect us with Krishna.
Tada jisai sujungs mus su Krishna.
And what is the third item?
Ir koks yra trečias nurodymas?
Worship me.
Tai garbink mane.
And that's what a devotee does. He worships Krishna.
Ir tai, ką atsidavęs ir daro, jis garbina Krishna.
We start here every day at Mangalarti, 4:30 a.m., you see.
Mes pradedame jau nuo pat ryto, pusė penkių.
We worship Krishna in his most merciful forms of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda.
Garbinam Krishna jo pačioj maloningiausioj formoj, tai kaip Viešpats Čaitanya ir Nityananda.
And we have worship going on throughout the day also, you see.
Ir visą dieną tęsiasi tas garbinimas.
So you come to this temple and you bow down before Nityananda, Gaurachandra. In this way, by worshipping Krishna, you see, your life will become perfect. And the last item is you offer your homage unto me. That means you glorify Krishna. Not that you just come and want to take the mercy of Krishna. No, you want to give some glorification also. By your words and by your actions. How do you glorify Krishna by your actions? By rendering service. Cleaning. Cooking. Collecting money and donating it. This is various forms of offering homage to Krishna. So in this way, by always thinking of Krishna, by becoming a devotee, by worshipping him and offering homage unto him, Krishna promises, if you do this, you will come to me without fail.
Ir tokiu būdu, jeigu galvosim apie Krishna, tapsim jo baktais, garbinsim jį, reikšim jam pagarbą, tai jis pažada, kad...
So, we have come today now to your country. And we are coming as simple beggars, humble beggars.
Šiandien atvykom į jūsų miestą ir atvykom kaip nuolankus.
Requesting that you please, we have not come to beg anything for ourselves.
Atėjom prašyti čia išmaldos, bet ne savo.
We have come to beg that you follow these instructions of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. And we can assure you, if you will strictly follow these instructions of Krishna, that you will be swimming in an unlimited ocean of nectar from now and for all of eternity. You will enter into immortality. And you will realize your human body is just a garment. It's nothing to worry about anymore. Whether it lives or it dies, it's not you. It's just a garment. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Sako, kad reikėtų prisiminti Krishnos formą kiekvieno berniuko, o mes šventikoje garbiname Gaurachandrą. Tai yra kažkoks skirtumas tarp šitų dviejų formų.
In a commentary, Srila Prabhupada says that we should meditate on Krishna's two-handed form of blue boy. But in the temple, we are meditating on Nitya Gaurachandra. Is there any difference?
Yes and no. Actually, he is the same Krishna. There are different forms. Like there's Ram, Nrisimha, Vishnu, etc. But Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, that is a different thing. Lord Chaitanya is, he is also the source of all avatars. He is Krishna himself. What is the proof? When you go to Goloka Vrindavan, Chaitanya Leela is also happening in Goloka Vrindavan. The other forms, they have different planets. But Lord Chaitanya, he is on the Krishna Loka planet also. So Lord Chaitanya is not like other forms, other Vishnu forms. No, he is Krishna himself. So whatever benefit you get by meditating on that beautiful blue cowherd boy, you will get exactly the same benefit by meditating upon Shishi Nitai Goro Chandra. Do not doubt this. Not that you have to run somewhere to a Radha Krishna temple. Of course, even if you were worried about it, Krishna is coming tomorrow morning. But actually, Chaitanya Smaranam and Krishna Smaranam, there's no difference. Any other questions?
Could you explain more about dynamic relationship with Krishna?
Dynamic relationship with Krishna. Dynamic means it never becomes old. It never becomes static or lifeless. In other words, you give your love to Krishna. He reciprocates by giving his love to you. And then when you experience Krishna's love for you, then your love for Krishna increases. And now when you give him your love, you give him much more love than you were ever able to give him before. And then when he sees how you're giving him so much love than you've ever given before, then he will give you even more love. And then when you become inspired by that more love from Krishna, you give even more love to Krishna. And then he gives even more love to you. And you give even more love to him. And he gives more love to you. You give more love to him. More love, more love, more love, more love, more love, more love, more love for all of eternity. That is called dynamic loving relationship. Any other questions?
Can dynamic relationships be compared to Shanta Rasa?
There's a little bit of love in Shanta. The rock, you see, is giving his love to Krishna by letting Krishna sit on him. So there is loving with the Sukadeva from Shantaras. There can be ever increasing loving feelings in Shantarasa. So. There are some devotees who prefer to serve, who are most enlivened to serve Krishna and Shantaras. Like the flute. You see, that unlimited reciprocation of love also happens. It happens in all the rasas. So according to one's natural proclivity, one will serve Krishna according to his, what enlivens him the most. He will serve in that way. In any one of the five primary rasas. Next question. Is there anybody who says yes?
Sometimes when we perform devotional service, we lose a taste. How to make that always there would be taste?
Yes, I will give you the secret, how to never lose taste. As long as you are trying to taste the taste, you will sometimes be successful in tasting it and sometimes not. But instead of trying to taste rasa yourself, if you will try to give taste to Krishna by your service, in other words, instead of trying to take taste, you always try to give taste to Krishna. If you're always in that mood of giving pleasure or taste to Krishna by your service, then you will always get the sweetest taste. In other words, do not serve for your enjoyment. Serve for Krishna's enjoyment. And then you will enjoy equally with God. Which means you will enjoy unlimitedly. Next question.
What to do in relationships with other people, and especially in work, in job, when you give your love and you do not get any love back, but what to do?
Karmis will not give love back. You give your love to them, they'll exploit you. So don't be so much concerned about giving love to karmis. We give our love to karmis by preaching. You can't expect them. They don't know how to reciprocate. You should be kind to them. But don't expect anything bad. You learn how to develop very nice loving relationships with Guru and Vaishnavas. Because Guru and Vaishnavas, they can reciprocate your love very, very nicely. So in that association of Guru and Vaishnavas, then you will become very happy and satisfied. And you'll be so happy you'll be able to tolerate those rascals at work. Without being disturbed.
A question about preaching. When we preach to new people, is there any line of preaching, or we should preach all people, not only new, but is there any line that we should preach some things according to the person, or we should at any cost try to preach everything for him? Because if you want to preach for someone, you have to be an authority for that person.
The first thing is, they have to like you. They don't like you, they're not going to want to hear from you anything. So they have to like you, that's the first thing. So how do you get somebody to like you? You have to like them first. If I show you by my dealings, you have to get them to like you. If I deal with you in such a way, with so much kindness and love, that you think, well, this person really likes me. Then if you have any sensitivity, you're going to like me in return, you see.
Ir tada, jeigu jūs būsite bent kažkiek jausmingas, tai jūs atsakysite.
A little bit further away, it's a little bit too close, yeah. So, in this way, once they like, once you like them and they like you, then you can tell them everything.
Ir tokioj būsenoj, kai jūs patinkat jiem ir jie patinka jum, tai tada galima viską pamokslauti.
They'll be able to trust you, you see.
Nes jie pasitikės jumis.
This is my friend.
Tai mano draugas.
So first, the first thing is make friends with them. Show the, you can make friends with somebody immediately if you're very warm and friendly. Just like our book distributors, they can make friends with somebody in about 30 seconds. By their warm, happy demeanor, you see. So you have to establish a friendship mood. Just like I'm coming here to give lectures to all of you here in Kaunas, you see. If you thought I hated you, would you want to hear my lectures? And I think you're a bunch of nonsense jerks. Because I genuinely love you people. I mean, you're my family. I love all of you here. I love all the Prabhus, the Manajis, everyone. I love everybody here. You're all very dear to my heart. Because I have feelings for all of you. Therefore, you're willing to hear from me. Because you know it's coming out of a genuine, loving heart, you see. So in this way, you can be a very successful preacher. By genuinely loving people and letting them and helping them realize how much you love them. Next question. Yeah.
Mokytas minėjo, kad viešpatį reikia garbinti, bet jis taipogi sako, kad nėra nieko man brangesnio už mano tarno. Tai ar tarnavimas Vaišnavam, Vaišnava Seva yra dinamiški meilės santykiai su viešpačiu.
You have mentioned that we should glorify the Lord, but the Lord says that one is actually devoted when he serves his devotees. So is Vaishnava Seva a dynamic relationship with God?
Yes.
Hey.
Very dynamic.
Labai dynamic.
That's your access to Krishna through the Vaishnava. If you try to approach him directly, he says, what is it? Mang hi partavya. What is it? Yeah, let's see. What is it? Ye me bhakta jana parta, na me bhaktas chite jana. The one who is my devotee, he's not my devotee.
Bandysite ateiti prie Krišnos tiesiogiai, tai Krišna sako taip, kad tas, kas sako mano atsidavęs, jis nėra mano atsidavęs.
Mad bhaktanam čia jai bhaktas, teimei bhakta tamamata, but the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Bet mano atsidavus atsidavęs yra tikras mano atsidavęs.
Krishna's own words to Arjuna.
Tai Krishna žodžiai Arjuna.
Where is it located?
Kur randasi tie žodžiai?
Which one of our pandits can say?
Kurie iš panditų galėtų pasakyti.
Adi Purana.
Yeah.
It is stated in the Adi Purana.
Adi Purana.
So, you want to have a dynamic relationship with Krishna? He has sent Guru and Vaishnavas, so now you serve the Guru and the Vaishnavas. In this way, you will have that relationship with Krishna. Any other questions?
Klausimas buvo toks, kad mokytas minėjo, kad reikia atmesti tą norą jūsiškai pasitenkinti ir tarnauti Krišnai be jokio, kaip pasakyti, no, atlygio, be jokio, tiesiog tarnauti jo malonumui. Kaip dabar tą pasiekti, kaip peržengti tą ribą?
You have mentioned that we should give up all kind of sense gratification when serving Krishna, that we should not desire nothing from Krishna. So, at the beginning, we all have this some kind of mixture, some kind of desires. So how can we overcome and step over all these things?
Whatever you desire, you engage that in Krishna's service. Do you like to eat? So you offer your food to Krishna. You take prasadam. Do you like to make music? No? Oh. Whatever you like to do, do that for Krishna. If you're a poet, you write poetry for Krishna. If you're a businessman, make a lot of money for Krishna. If you're a songwriter, write songs for Krishna. If you're a family man, raise children for Krishna. If you like to study books of knowledge, then you should learn the science of Krishna. So whatever is your natural inclination, you engage that in Krishna's service. That way you will become happy. And that way you'll become a pure devotee. We don't say give up your attachments. We say engage your attachments in Krishna's service. We don't artificially renounce our attachments.
Mes dirbtinai neatsižadam savo prisirišimo.
We use them all and we use in Krishna's service.
Bet panaudojam juos visus tarnystėje Krishnai.
That is the secret of success for Vaishnava.
Tai yra paslaptis Vaishnava.
Engage everything for Krishna.
Užimti viską Krishnai.
It's like the man who, we're not artificial renunciates, like that man who walked into the bank and he said, I renounce this bank.
Mes nesam dirbtiniai atsižadėtojai, kaip kad tas vyriškis, kuris nuėjo į banką ir pasakė, aš atsižadu šito banko.
Was he the owner of the bank to renounce it?
Bet ar jam priklauso tas bankas, kad jis atsižadėtų jo? Ne.
So how you can say I renounce the bank?
Tai kaip jis gali sakyti, kad aš atsižadu banko?
He didn't own it to begin with. The other man walked in with a gun. He said, I'm going to rob this bank. Both of them are rascals, you see. The one who tries to enjoy the money of the bank, the one who artificially renounces it, they're both rascals. But that person who engages everything in Krishna's service, he is the true renunciate.
Bet tas žmogus, kuris viską užima tarnystę Krishna, yra tikras atsižadėjimo meistras.
We don't renounce the world.
Mes pasaulio neatsižadame.
We engage the whole world in Krishna's service. That is our program.
Bet visą pasaulį užimam tarnystę Krishna.
We don't want to run anybody to the Himalayas.
Tokia mūsų programa.
We want to stay here in Kaunas and make all these people Krishna conscious.
Mes niekur nenorim pasitraukti, norim likti čia Kaune ir padaryti žmonės.
That is the highest renunciation.
Ir tai yra aukščiausio lygio atsižadėjimas.
Does it mean that actually there is no sense gratification if that thing is not engaged in the service of Krishna?
If we engage in the service of our senses, that is sense gratification.
Jeigu mes užimam kažkokį dalyką savo juslių patenkinimui, tai vadinasi juslinis pasitenkinimas.
We engage it in the, for the pleasure of Krishna, that is not sense gratification, it's devotional service.
Bet jeigu užimam kažką tai tarnystę Krishna, tai jau nebėra juslinis pasitenkinimas, tai jau yra tarnystė Krishna.
So for whose pleasure are we engaging it? Our pleasure or Krishna's pleasure?
Ir čia klausimas tame, kieno mes malonumui tai darome, tą dalyką naudojame, ar Krishna's malonumui, ar savo malonumui?
Your senses are the property of Krishna.
Jūsų juslės yra Krishna's nuosavybė.
Do they belong to you?
Ar jos priklauso jums?
Can you claim that you have manufactured your own tongue?
Ar galite pasakyti, kad jūs esate savo liežuvio?
That is all by God's arrangement. You've gotten everything.
Pagamintojas, ne? Tai viskas Dievo plano dėka.
Everything you have is His property.
Viskas, ką jūs turite, yra jo nuosavybė.
So therefore, naturally, it should be engaged in His service. It's like if I work for some company, you see. Then for my work, I have so much facility. I have an office, I have a vehicle, I have a computer, I have so many office supplies. Can I use those for my own selfish purpose? No, I'll lose my job if I do that. Those are only me. I can use all facility, but in the service of the company. Because all those facilities, they are given by the company. So, everything you have, it is facility given to you by God. Your eyes, your ears, your nose, your tongue, everything. It is all given to you by God to be used in His service. If you use it otherwise, then you're in trouble. So don't be in trouble. Use it for the sake of the owner of the company.
Krishna.
And then you'll become glorified throughout the three worlds.
Kompanijos savininkui Krishnai panaudokite ir tada išlovins visose trijose pasaulyse.
Next question.
What if person has no love for the Vaishnavas, how can he get that kind of love?
The Vaishnavas have to shower their mercy on him. So the poor fellow can awaken from his nightmare.
If I have no that kind of love, should I wait for the mercy or should I also do something?
No, you should beg for the mercy.
You
should fall down at the feet of the Vaishnavas and beg their mercy. You should always be falling at the feet of the Vaishnavas and begging for their mercy. Vaishnavas can save you. You must humbly take their mercy upon your head. Any other question? Yes, Maharaj.
What is the real meaning of bowing down to the Vaishnavas? Just offer obeisances.
Kokia yra tikroji prasmė lenktis Vaishnavam? Ar tai reiškia tik tai tikrai to žodžio prasme nusilenkti?
Well, you could just superficially bow down to the Vaishnava.
Galima dirbtinai nusilenkti Vaishnavam.
And then treat him like dirt.
Ir vertinti juos kaip kažkokį purvą.
But that is not the real meaning of bowing down to Vaishnava. Bowing down is very good. But then you have to act as a bowed down person with them. Simply making a show of bowing down and then treating him like some piece of dirt, that won't work.
Darote šau, kad lenkite semą, paskui elgite su jo kaip kažkokiu purvo gabalu, tai nieko nesuveiks.
By all of your thoughts, your words and your deeds, you must always bow down to the Vaishnava.
Bet kiekvienu savo žodžiu, mintimi ir darbu turit lenktis tam Vaishnavai.
By loving, respectful dealings.
Mylingais, pagarbiais santykiais.
This is you are doing, Mataji. We can learn from your example.
Ir tai jūs darote, Mataji, ir galim iš jūsų pavyzdžio pasimokyti.
How to always be respectful to Vaishnava. Any other questions? Yeah.
You have mentioned that if we practice correctly, then the result will come, surely come. But in another place, I have seen that it is said that it depends on Krishna. Krishna can give his mercy or he may not give his mercy. How could you combine these things?
Krishna guarantees in the Bhagavad Gita he will reciprocate.
Krishna Bhagavad Gita garantuoja, kad jis atsakys.
The fact is, he's not obliged to.
Faktas, kad jis nėra priverstas tai padaryti.
If he wants to behold his mercy, he's not like a machine. You put in a coin, you push the button, and out comes a Coca-Cola. He's not like a machine.
jis nėra kaip mašina, mechanizmas, į kurį dedat, reiškia, kapeiką ir išlenda Coca-Cola butelis.
If he wants to behold his mercy, he can definitely do it.
Jeigu jisai nori savo malonę duoti, tai padarys.
But the fact is, he guarantees in the Bhagavad Gita.
Jeigu jis nenori duoti malonę, jis gali neduoti, bet
Yatamang papajyanti tangstataiva bhajam yaham. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly.
Bhagavad Gita sako, kad kiek žmogus man atsiduoda, tiek aš jam atlyginu.
So Krishna will keep his word.
Todėl Krishna savo žodžio laikysis.
I guarantee it.
Garantuoju.
If you give your loving service to him, he will reciprocate.
Jeigu jūs savo meilės tarnystę duosite jam, jis atsakys.
You may say, I don't see how he's reciprocating.
Jūs galite pasakyti, bet aš nematau, kaip jis atsako man.
But that is our dull-headedness.
Bet tai yra mūsų.
Actually, Krishna always reciprocates.
Iš tikrųjų, Krishna visą laiką atsako.
If we don't think he's reciprocating, that is our foolishness. That's so.
Jeigu mes galvojam, kad Krishna neatsako, tai mūsų yra tik tai.
Krishna always reciprocates with his devotees at every second.
Krishna visą laiką atsako savo atsidavusiems kiekvieną sekundę.
We simply have to learn how to see his loving mercy. It's already there. But we are blind to them. So the spiritual master opens our eyes. Om Agyanatimadanda Shaganan Jana Shalakaya Shakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shigarave Namaha. Spiritual master opens our eyes so we can see that mercy of Krishna at every minute.
Vaisnis moktas atmerkė mūsų akis, kad mes tą Krishnos malonę galėtumėm matyti kiekvieną akimirką.
Do you understand?
Ar suprantat?
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much.
Dėkui labai.
So, I think our time is kind of running out. So, what we can do is come back tomorrow morning. What time is the class tomorrow morning?
7:45.
7:45, everyone be here. I'll come earlier if possible, but at latest be here by 7:45. Ideally, be here at 4:30 for Mangal Arti. Or have Mangal Arti at home. And if you can't come earlier, be here at least by 8:45 for the club. Actually, 7:15 is the greeting. 7:15, the greedy deity and Guru Puja in class. Everyone can be here by 7:15. Yeah. So we have my disciples have planned some wonderful lectures now here. We're going to be churning the ocean of nectar here in Lithuania. So please come to as many nectar sessions as possible and help us to churn this nectar devotion and extract as much nectar as possible. It's not that only the speaker is churning. The hearers are also churning that ocean of nectar. By your hearing, you are also churning that ocean of nectar. So together, by hearing and chanting as a group of devotees, in the Sangha, you see. Shavanam Kirtanam Sangha. We are churning this ocean of nectar together as a family, you see. So we can all taste this nectar together and become immortal. Thank you very much. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.